I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An undersea fiber optic cable runs through today's GeoQuiz. This weekend, an operation begins in Venezuela to lay down a fiber optic cable all the way to Cuba. That means Cuba is about to get plugged into high-speed internet for the first time. It's not clear how that will affect regular folks in Cuba. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But for now, we want to know, where in Venezuela will the undersea cable start its journey, and where will it come ashore? Think quickly. We're going straight for the answers, and we've got a fast connection. So let's explore now what being connected means for Cuba and get the answer to our quiz from Ted Hankin. He's a professor of Latin American Studies at Baruch College in New York City, and he writes about Cuban culture on his blog El Yuma. Professor Hankin, tell us what the two cable endpoints are.
Yes, it starts in a coastal city called Camurí in Venezuela on the coast there, and it goes up to Cuba, and it ends in the city of Siboney, which is in the southeast coast of Cuba, right near Guantanamo and Santiago.
Right. It's about 1,000 miles. The Paris-based company Alcatel-Lucent is carrying out the project. What else can you tell us about this project and what it's going to do for the people of Cuba?
It's good news. Regardless of how you feel about Cuba, how you feel about the embargo, I mean, Cubans on the island will have greater access. The question is, once there is high-speed internet access, broadband access in Cuba, who will have access to it?
What's your suspicion?
Well, it has been in the Cuban government's interest, especially when Fidel was in charge, to limit access so they could limit exposure to outside influences, outside media. But that's gradually changing, and this may put the ball in Raul's court, so to speak, so that he will have to...
Raul Castro.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, Raul Castro, the new president of Cuba, who is carrying out a number of updating measures. He doesn't call it reform, updating measures in the Cuban economy. And, of course, the internet is a boon to any economy, but it also opens up access to information. It gives the Cubans the ability to be the makers of their own media, as in blogs and other kinds of tweets and other kinds of things. And so that's a challenge for him. You know, at present, the Cuban people don't have home-based household internet access. It's actually illegal for Cubans to have internet access in their homes. And the Cuban government justifies that mainly in terms of economics. It prioritizes a scarce resource and allows people to connect to the internet through schools, through research centers, and only tourists have World Wide Web access easy, and they pay for it.
Right. So now with a fiber optic cable, that's not such a scarce resource anymore. Can the Cuban government still justify that claim?
Well, I don't think it can. I mean, honestly, they are going through Venezuela, which is a good friend of the Cuban government with Chavez in charge. And they're definitely cyber activists in Cuba who will press the Cuban government on that question, especially the young people in Cuba. They know about flash drives. They know about the world of the internet, even though they don't have easy access to it, and they want that access.
Would you say, Ted, that bandwidth and freedom are kind of growing on parallel tracks in Cuba right now?
Well, I would like to think that that is true. Any kind of technology can be used in different ways. You know, the government can use it for good or for ill, just as individuals. So there's more possibilities, but maybe not necessarily yet more freedom. And it even can be a tool for spreading democracy through information. But as we see in China, where access to the internet is widespread, China has changed significantly in the last 20 years, economically and socially, but we can't say that, you know, it's a free country in the style of a Western democracy, and they have widespread access to the internet.
I'm curious to know your own experience. So last time you were in Cuba, how tough was it to, you know, find an internet cafe or just any connection?
I typically in Cuba would use the internet very selectively because I would have to go to one of the international luxury hotels like the Hotel Nacional or the Meliá and use their internet cafes. And they have internet cafes that are not equivalent to Western standards in terms of the speed, but they do have Wi-Fi in some of them, some of the more luxury ones, and you can buy a card for maybe $5 for half an hour and hook up. I've also been privy to a bit. I interviewed the blogger, Yoani Sanchez, and she shared a lot of the underground techniques that Cubans have. I mean, imagine to be a blogger in a country with very low 5%, 10% access to the internet. You can imagine the hoops that they have to jump through to post their blog every day.
Well, I guess the next time you go, it's not going to be so cumbersome.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it remains to be seen. I think it will be an internal political struggle, negotiation, battle for citizens to claim the right to use the internet for their own ends. And the government under Raul may be more receptive to that than under Fidel Castro, but it remains to be seen. I hope so.
Ted Hankins' blog about all things Cuban is called El Yuma. Thanks a lot, Ted.
Hey, I appreciate it. Take care.